Good morning, everyone. My name is Liberia Hammonds, and welcome to the Pre-Psychologist Podcast. So today, since this is our first podcast, I wanted to talk about morning rituals since it's the morning, and just some things that we should make a habit for our mornings. So the first one is cleanse and refresh. When you first wake up, it's really good to honestly drink water and take a shower, because it honestly wakes you up and it wakes your body up. Because if you think about it, your body's been sitting still for a while, so even your insides is like sitting still pretty much. So you drinking water is kind of waking up and making it refreshed, and just taking a shower is doing that for the outside of your body, and it's just waking up your skin. The next one is attract abundance. So with this, you should write down what you're grateful for. I would say at least 3 things you're grateful for in the morning. And I would write this in like a notebook, a journal, anything that's close, and I would keep it close to your bed so you remember to write it down as soon as you wake up. This is good just to have a really good start on your day. Because sometimes I know it's tough. We typically go right for the phone when we wake up, because most of us have our alarms in our phone. So everyone typically goes for the phone when we wake up, but that's really not good. I would suggest being off the phone for the first hour that you're up. So another replacement that you can use is having a notebook next to your bed, and that'll be the first thing you do is honestly touch that and write down what you're grateful for, so you can start off your day with a clear mind and you're thinking what's about to go on, and also have a bottle of water next to you too. That's good because it reminds you to drink it as soon as you get up. So the next one is connect mindfully. So this one is about breathing and taking time of the day to focus on your breathing. Honestly, practice breathing is really good, because if you think about it, we don't really take the time to just sit down and like have our body relax, like actually truly relax and restart. And a good practice for that is just sitting down and like taking like 5 breaths that are actually a practice, and that smooth and that they flow well. So I would say this is a good thing to do when you first wake up too, because your body is trying to wake itself up. So you practicing your breathing and just calming down before you start your day is another really good habit. The next one is self-heal. So that's meditate for at least 5 minutes, but the longer you meditate, the better. There's a really good amount of apps for this, and like I really suggest meditating apps because they have really good music and just sounds that really will help you meditate. Because I know meditating is something that's, it's honestly hard to grasp and start meditating. It's really difficult to just be like, oh, I'm going to meditate today. It's difficult because we're not really used to just sitting there and not doing anything. Like not watching TV, not on our phones, not driving, not at work, not in school. So meditating is something difficult to get into, but I think it will make it helpful if you have an app for it, because most of these apps time you, like you'll know the time, you can schedule the time. If you want 5 minutes, it'll be 5 minutes of like music or sounds, and if you want it less or more, then you can adjust for that. So honestly, I would suggest apps for this. The ones I've used is Calm and Headspace. Those are really good. I like Calm better though, but those two are the ones that I know of. But you can honestly just look up meditation apps and you'll find a good amount of them. The next one is be open to change. So this one is pretty much talking about how that we need to recognize that life doesn't always go as planned. So be open to changes that might happen throughout the day, so you won't stress yourself out if things change suddenly in the day. So honestly, life, we typically have planners and we have all these calendars and things that supposedly help us get through the day. But if you're honest, these things on the planner, they're there, but I think we have to be open to this might change, or I might need to add something or take out something, because life is just not a one-way kind of thing. Things change every day. We don't know exactly how the day is gonna go, so I think we have to be open to change at the beginning of the day so we don't stress ourselves out throughout the day. The next one is manifestation. So this one is talking about writing down your intentions or to-do list for the day. See, I know I just said be open to change, but it's also good to, even though you're open to having your day not going as planned, it's still good to have down a list of things you want to accomplish, so you're not also stressed about like feeling like you're not going anywhere in life or things like that. I know for me, when I didn't have a to-do list, I would just feel like I'm doing nothing and I'm just wasting my life away. So, and then that created stress too. So it's honestly a good and a bad. Is you have to have a planner to help you and guide you, but you have to be open that that planner might not go exactly as planned. And another thing is nurture yourself with self-love. So with this, it's honestly talking about treating your body, treating your mind, and treating your soul. So what I suggest for this is go for a walk for about 30 minutes in the morning. This is recommended because it's good to expose your body to the sun and natural air. And it's also proven that your exposure to sunlight actually increases your positive mood. So I did this. I'm kind of like slacking right now, if I'm going to be honest. I'm really slacking right now. But I would definitely say that when I went for a walk around the park in my like local area, just for 30 minutes, it was honestly amazing, because you can just pop on like a podcast, well, this one, or any type of podcast really, and just think and just relax and calm down. Because if you think about it, you're treating your body well because you're moving, you're being active, and you're working it. But you're also treating your mind well because you're letting your mind stimulate and just be free for that moment, because you're not really thinking about what you have to do next. It's just like this designated time is for just being calm and just taking a walk and enjoying what you see around yourself. Honestly, I love when I take the walks, but I am slacking now, but I will start back soon once I figure everything out. So thank you guys so much for even tuning into this podcast. I'm super happy that I started it, and I really hope you guys stay along for the journey and see how this podcast can grow and just be along for the journey of seeing the process of becoming a mental health professional. And just a reminder, this podcast will mainly be about just, it'll be really an encouragement podcast. Like, I'll be trying to support and encourage you guys through your mental health journeys. But it also will be about me documenting the steps I take to become a mental health professional. because I feel like it's something that a lot of people don't talk about, because it's such a, psychology is like a very, like the newest science. It's, well, it's like probably like 100. It's not, it's new, but it's not relatively new, but it's definitely the newest science. So I think it needs to be more people that document their journeys, because I know there's a lot of people that want to be a part of the mental health careers. So it's good to see how that plays out step by step. So thank you guys so much for being here with me today, and I hope you guys have a great day. And just remember to check the links and follow me on the Pre-Psychologist Instagram, Facebook, pretty much everything. And this podcast is everywhere, like Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So wherever you're listening to this, just thank you so much and have a good day. Hi, thank you for listening to the Pre-Psychologist Podcast. If you would like to see more content on the Pre-Psychologist platform, please visit us on our Instagram, our Facebook, and our Twitter at The Pre-Psychologist. We'll be posting different tips, advice, and methods that you can use to advance and grow your mental health. So if you love the podcast and you love the content, please share this with people that you love and cherish to get the word out about mental health and end the stigma. Thank you guys so much and have a good day.